Trey Sermon was going to be great. We're talking about Trey Sermon during the break. Now he's on his third team playing for the Colts. So I don't know. I don't know what the answer is right now, but maybe our roster's have an answer.
I don't know.
Let's go to Jimmy in Dublin. Jimmy, what's happening?
Good morning, man. How you guys doing?
I'm doing better.
All right, man. I got to be honest, man. I just feel like nature's kind of ran its course with them, man. I mean, they've had, you know, plenty of opportunities the last years, you know, to get to the Super Bowl, to win the Super Bowl, and I feel like they just dropped the ball. And, like, you hear players say all the time, when they win it or if they don't win it, it's rare to keep making the Super Bowl, you know, whether you make it once or twice or three times and stuff. And when you're there, you have to take full advantage of it. And I just feel like they haven't. I feel like they're regressing. And this, I'm starting to believe that, even though I don't want to believe, that this is kind of who they are right now. Like, I think their best years are, and you can say that for a few of these players, like Nick Bosa. I mean, he got paid and kind of like went on an Amber Alert. You know, Brock Purdy is kind of, I don't want to blame all, I really do, but I feel like he's kind of showing you, you know, that he does have potential to make a lot of mistakes, but at the same time, a lot of his weapons are missing, and they're just not the same team without McCaffrey at all, and it shows you his value to that team. You guys have a great rest of your day.
All right, Jimmy. Are we due for a regression?
For
the 49ers. I'll listen to that if they lose on Thursday.
Well, I do feel like it's whatever happens this year, a big roster overhaul is happening next year.
I don't know how big, Shasky.
I mean, look how many guys are up for contracts.
But I do think it's going to look a lot different this year. I do think it's going to look a lot different. And I don't think it's the worst thing in the world because I do believe in this quarterback. I do believe Brock Purdy could be your quarterback over the next 3 to 5 years and you could win at a high level. But you got to have the right assets around him.
Yes.
Brandon Ayuk is one asset. Where's Christian McCaffrey going to be at? I like J.P. Mason. It's a good building block. I like Aaron Banks. I like Pooney. But at some point, you're going to have to.
He's a free agent.
Who?
Banks is a free agent.
Oh, yeah. I think they're going to keep him.
I don't know.
They better keep him. They better keep him.
They really haven't extended any of their offensive linemen outside of Trent Williams.
That would not be smart. That would not be smart.
I mean, unless they're like a mid-tier dude.
What's the point of like just pouring all this investment and developing these guys and trading them or whatnot, and then just let them go? No, keep Banks. Keep Banks. But at some point, you're going to need a new left tackle. How long does Trent Williams have? And how long do they want to keep Trent Williams apart after what just happened last season?
I've been kind of unimpressed with Trent, quite frankly.
So you're going to need to overhaul this defensive line. You may have to overhaul the scheme. You may lose Tarvarius Ward. You're going to need a ball hockey. So we'll get to the offseason next year. Like, the offseason is going to, trust me, I'm looking at it. I'm thinking, boy, I'm getting a headache just looking at all the variables and what may happen and what may not happen. It's a nightmare.
I got to give Steiny some credit. He's been kind of calling Trent Williams the diva left tackle for a while. I think it's funny and it's tongue-in-cheek, but there's some truth to what he's saying.
Well,
he is like the first ever like diva left tackle.
Yeah, I'm not buying that. I'm not buying that.
Why?
Why is he a diva?
Well, I mean, how many?
Because he wants his buddy?
It's just the way the whole thing goes down.
Well, does he play like a diva on the football field?
He hasn't been great this year.
Does he play like a diva on the football field?
He hasn't been great this year.
All right, come on, stop. Like, stop. Let's not get crazy. Without Trent Williams, Brock Purdy is
not
having.
There's been a lot of great diva wide receivers, right?
Trent Williams is a bad man. But I think diva, I think soft. I think like, okay, this guy doesn't want to get down and dirty.
Was Randy Moss a diva to a degree?
But he didn't like the block.
He's one of the greatest players
ever. He didn't like
ever.
The run block, though.
Yeah, but he didn't like the run block.
I mean, Randy Moss said, I don't run routes on the infield dirt at the Oakland Coliseum.
I guess our term is different.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I hear you. We don't like the way he held out. We don't like the way, I get it. We don't like the way he held out.
Diva tendencies.
Sure. The guy don't play like a diva. That's for damn sure.
Is he playing like the best left tackle in the game right now?
Well, what did the metrics say?
I mean, I'm looking at the pressures, and he's led the team or been second in the team in pressures pretty much, you know, three out of 5 weeks.
All right. Let's see what he does this week. I think Big Trent, when it's all said and done, is going to be worth the money. But he is getting up there, and you're going to have to think about maybe replacing him. Like, this team, if you want Trent Williams, and people are tired of Trent Williams, well, let's see what the backup left tackle looks like because we saw the drop-off. From Trent Williams to Jalen Moore.
Well, of course, but is he $32 million a year
better than Jalen Moore?
I'm just asking. Like, is he $32 million? I don't know.
I mean, Shasky.
That's how I do measurements.
Jalen Moore was so bad that Trent Williams on a bum ankle last year against Cleveland said, I couldn't put Jalen Moore in that position, so I'd rather play with one. Like, yes, Trent Williams.
Jalen Moore is not a even like replacement player.
He's 32 million better than he's 32 million worse than Trent Williams.
No, I'm saying if you just got your average left tackle who plays in the game, is he $30 million more than better than Trent Williams? I don't know. That's how I do the measurements.
Yeah, I they're better off with Trent Williams than having an average left tackle on his football team.
Well, he didn't come in ready to roll, right? And so that's where I'm looking
They beat the Jets. Come on, man. We can't.
Look, I hear Stiney with the whole diva stuff,
let's be careful with the Trent Williams stuff, okay? Trent Williams is a damn beast, all right? I'm here for the diva. You want to say he's a diva? All right, go play without Trent Williams here to see what happens.
We have a lot of energy for Nick Bosa when he doesn't perform. And I think that all these top-notch players who are making premium money should be up for criticism when the team is underperforming.
Trent stayed home. He held out just like Nick Bosa.
Yeah, and I didn't like it.
It was very quiet. But it was very quiet, though. Came in, got here. All right. Let's assess after this week. Let's see where he's at. But the run game, Jordan Mason, is he running well?
Yeah, and they've run to the right side more this year than ever.
Yeah, they have.
And it's because of Pooney playing a lot better.
Pooney's been great, yeah. But you can still run left and all that stuff. All right, let's go to, as you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, FM, and AC1, San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app. Left tackles just don't grow on trees, man. To my theory, though, overall, and I've been saying this for a long, long time, I think offensive line play has never been worse. It's been a trickle-down effect when it comes to offensive line play. Every year, it just feels like it gets worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. Let's go to Rob in San Bruno. Rob, what's happening? Rob, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Hello?
What up, Rob? What's going on?
What's going on, fellas? Look, man. The Niners need to stick to how we play football. Quit trying to get the ball downfield. You said you didn't want to do that type of football. You didn't want no off-script plays. That's why Trey Lance not here, right? Okay, then. So while we got Purdy doing, he's running around the back. That 4th and 23 was his fault. He lost about 15 yards doing that. Why are we doing that? Just run the ball. We got the leading rusher in the league. Play power football. Run Debo with Debo do, and then let Wilson work outside. I don't know why we should try and do stuff we're not used to. We can't do that. We're not a drive back pass a team. It's only so many routes our receivers run. What was that corner that came on a couple of weeks ago that said the Niners had a pedestrian passing scheme?
Oh, Crocker.
Who was that? Well, there was Crocker. A lot of people have come out the woodworks. Jay Gruden, I believe John Gruden, Orlovsky. I mean, there are so many people that have criticized the drop back passing.
Kirk Morrison and Patrick Peterson.
So if Patrick Peterson saying that, he's been around the 49ers bench his whole career from playing with Arizona, so he knows. So I'm just like, come on. You're trying to play a scheme that you're not fit for. Your quarterback isn't fit to play that scheme. I don't know if they're trying to give him 60 million or what. Run the football. You have the leading rusher in the league. You still got Debo. And let IU going outside, you still got Kittle. They're trying to do too much, and they're going to get exposed for it. Cal needs to stick in what he knows. That's his scheme. Don't go outside your scheme. Your scheme works for you. Yes.
What about the defense? What's going on with the defense?
I mean, I told y'all his defense wasn't going to be good this year. Look, we lost Greenlaw. We lost Armstead. A lot of y'all said Armstead was garbage. He didn't do nothing. He wasn't worth it. And now you're seeing what it's worth was. I knew if you cannot stop the run, your passing defense is not going to be the same. And Bosa. Dude, the teams are picking on you now. That's on film. They know you don't know how to contain the edge, so they're going to go at you every single time. So, I mean, the same thing. We're not getting the same impact from Bosa.
Was I off base yesterday for calling out Nick Bosa?
Hell no, because he got a brother fired. I don't care. Look, you can say whatever Trent Williams ain't calling out the offensive coordinator saying, oh, he didn't do a good job. He ain't calling out Kyle. Bosa called out Wilson, got that brother fired. I don't play that. You got your money. You didn't come to camp. You didn't come to camp, all camp, and you come into camp talking crazy about Wilkes. No, Wilkes did a great job last year compared to this year, and y'all hired a yes guy in Sorensen, who I said earlier. Earlier, y'all called. I said, man, I don't know about him and what's going on. So, Bosa, deal with Bosa. He got a brother fight. I don't play that. It's because his excuse. He ain't been the same player since he signed that $30 million. That's what I see on film.
All right, Rob. Let's go to Robert in Washington State. Robert, what's happening? Just gonna leave that alone, Chaz. What up, Robert?
Hey, thanks for sticking. Hi, how you guys doing?
Oh, wow. Wow. Breaking news. Hold on, Robert. Hang tight. Hang tight. Hang tight.
Okay.
Breaking news. Hit the sounder, Spadoni. Hit the sounder. Hit the sounder for me. Let's go. Get it to me.
95.7 The Game. Breaking news.
According to Adam Schefter, the New York Jets have just fired head coach Robert Saleh.
What?
Just fired Robert Saleh. He is gone from the New York Jets.
I thought they were going to trade for Devontae. That's where I thought you were going.
No, no.
Did you think that?
Our old friend Robert Saleh has been fired.
Wow.
So now, if he wants to come over here and
bring him
back to the Bay Area, baby. Saleh, you always got a home in Santa Clara. Kids.
Come on, Bobby.
Come on, Saleh. The Jets they don't know what they have in you.
Simon and Garfunkel, Homeward Bound. So, play it for me now.
You want to talk about a coach killer? That's Aaron Rodgers. Sorry, Robert. I just had to get that out there.
Well, you also got
to
hack it higher. Oh, no. So.
that's pretty obvious what we need to do with that right there. But, no, I was just going to comment on as far as the depth and drafting on our defense. I mean, yeah, if you think Debo, if you were going to trade him during the draft, you probably should have done that and then use that pick for a capital, obviously. But I don't know about Devontae. That seems a little rich with the cap situation. But if we want to stick to the wide nine defense, it all, like if you look at the legendary teams that ran it, they had all pro linebackers, not just one, not just two, even mostly three, if you look at the great Seattle teams, and that's what they're shooting for. And you have an elite safety player. We do not have an elite safety.
Oh, totally agree,
Robert.
Strong
safety or free safety.
Go ahead, Robert.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was just saying, you know, that's kind of where we need to not put so much on Mustafa, the kid. I mean, he's a rookie. And so you're expecting him to come in and, like, say, we could have got Justin Simmons, you know, pro bowl player. Like, that's what you need to have on your back end. Even though we didn't like, Gibson as much, I would say last year safety play was better than this year.
You know what? You're so right, Robert. And in our thread this past Sunday, you know, we always discuss things. And Shaska and I, the Niners have a rich tradition when it comes to safeties. They really do. They got a rich tradition. When you look at the lineage of safeties they had, strong safety, free safety. I want a ball-hawking safety so damn bad. And one thing that concerned me coming into camp or coming into the season was, would Hufanga be ready? No, he's not. And Tick Brown, as a cover safety, he struggles in that department. Teams pick on him. They throw at number 27. I think Tick Brown's a good player, really good player. But, damn, they pick on him in the pass game. So as a ball-hawking safety, yeah, I would love it. Like, that to me is one of the top three priorities this offseason. Go get me a ball hockey free safety, a guy who could play the deep third. He could go out there and shadow bracket coverage, play I need a guy back there. The safeties are slow and they miss tackles and they can't cover. Sorry.
No, I love that. I pulled up my all-time 49er team that I created 3 years ago. Ronnie Lott, Tim McDowell, Merton Hanks, Dwight Hicks, Carlton Williamson. Jeff Fuller, honorable mention. Zach Bronson, you could throw in there. That's a joke.
Lance Schulters.
Tony Parrish.
Yeah, he's really good.
Deshaun Golson.
Eric Reed was good for a while.
He was.
For a couple years.
Until he got converted to middle linebacker.
Yeah, remember that Dallas game?
I mean, geez Louise. No, but they've missed that element. And I look at some of the lethal defensive teams in the league. And when I mean lethal, I mean can pick you off and run it to the house. Kyle Hamilton he showed you in the game against the Niners how dynamic he is.
Hey, Robert, get on the flight. Come back to Santa Clara.
I mean, he's probably going to take the year off, right?
Get your ass back to Santa Clara, Robert. We could use you. We could use it.
Robert Saleh back.
From the New York Jets. We'll ask Body about it at 7:30.
Wow.
I mean, how does he take the bullet for that team? The defense has been playing well.
Because
the offense is a problem.
This is what happens.
Aaron Rodgers.
No, you can draft well everywhere, but if you miss on quarterback, which they did with Zach Wilson, and now with Aaron Rodgers, you're done. This would have happened to Kyle Shanahan had Purdy not emerged. Am I wrong? Yeah.
No, you're not wrong. All right, Baldy coming up. Brought to you by Fremont Bank, celebrating.